Welcome back to my podcast. This is Rez Shibesta, and today I'll be talking about the 1920s. In the 1920s, there were many acts passed about immigration and other different things. In 1924, there was this act called the Immigration Act. This act limited the number of immigrants allowed to enter into the United States through a national origins quota. The quota that this act is talking about provided immigration visas to 2% of the total number of people of each nationality in the United States as of 1890 national consensus. Two other important things that you guys should know that are still here today are DACA and Trump's travel ban. DACA, also known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is an immigration policy that allowed some of the illegal immigrants that were brought to the United States access to a two-year deferred action from deportation and become eligible for a work permit in the U.S. Trump's travel ban is an order that titled Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States. Ben Railton is the author of an article. In this article, he talks about the Immigration Act of 1924 and DACA. One of the quotes that he says in his article is that the battle between exclusionary and inclusive visions of America. What he means by this is there are some acts that keep people out, which would be the exclusionary visions, and some acts that welcome people, which would be the inclusive visions. All of the orders that include the Immigration Act of 1924, DACA, and Trump's travel ban can all fit into the debate that Railton is talking about. These fit into the debate because some people think that the acts were pushing the immigrants out of the United States and not letting them in, and some thought they were welcoming acts that invited the immigrants into America. Up next, I have Brandon Shibesta, an American who's going to tell us how he feels about DACA and Trump's travel ban. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Here with me, I have Brandon Shibesta. Welcome, Brandon.
Well, thank you, Riley, for having me.
So today we're going to be talking about DACA and Trump's travel ban. Let's start with DACA. How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm kind of mixed on DACA. I feel that our country was built on immigration and is basically a giant melting pot. So I kind of feel that we should allow those kids to stay that are here and don't necessarily need to force them back to their countries. But I do feel that we should do something about illegal immigration. And people that if they really do want to come to our country, I think they should be allowed to, but they need to do it legally and follow our laws.
Yeah. So, you think that they should be allowed to stay here, but they have to follow certain rules that we have.
Yeah. I mean, as long as they're productive citizens and they follow our rules and laws, I don't see a problem with it. I mean, my ancestors were immigrants, and I'm sure most people's ancestors were. So, yeah, I mean, why not?
Let's move on to Trump's travel ban. How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm actually for that. Terrorism has become a much worse problem nowadays than it used to be. I look at some of the other countries in Europe, and they're having serious issues with allowing people from other terrorist nations come into their countries and causing a lot of problems. So I think until we can get a good vetting process on the people that are coming in from those dangerous countries, I think we should have some sort of a ban in place.
So with the ban, like terrorism, like ISIS, like across, like that's a big problem today in the news and stuff. So with this ban, will it help us in some kind of way, or is it just kind of there?
Well, our first thing about the United States is, I mean, we're a country of freedom, but we need to protect that freedom. And there's a lot of other countries out there and people that resent us for the freedoms we have because they don't have those freedoms in their country and they want to do harm to us. So there's a lot of people from other countries that are pretty open about the fact that they want to hurt us and our country. So we need to try to protect that at all costs.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on Trump's travel ban. I mean, like, just the whole concept seems very nice, and I feel like it will really help. Well, thank you for coming in today, Brandon.
Well, thank you for having me, Riley. I hope this helped, helped you.
All right, thank you. And that's it for our podcast.